If you love Glee,
we got the tea.
Join us, Lolo
and Lily,
two of your biggest Gleeks,
as we share our thoughts, feelings, opinions, and interesting facts
about the classic hit TV show, Glee.
So whether you're joining us on your commute
or just plain bored,
grab your cup of tea
and let's have a kiki. Hello and welcome to episode 6.
In this episode, we are going to be talking about storylines that should have never happened. Now, disclaimer, we love Glee. We wouldn't be making this podcast if we didn't love Glee. But I think we can all agree that there are some storylines that should have just never happened.
Yes, I totally agree with that statement.
So in this episode, we're going to kind of try to say them in order in which they happened, but they might
not be. Yeah, so they'll probably be mostly by season, but we're not just going to specify. But they may not have happened in exact order. So just, you know, be aware of that.
And then at the end, we're going to talk about some storylines that in our research came up that a lot of people didn't like, but we actually kind of, not necessarily that we like them, but we see why they happened or why the writers put
them in. Yeah, we made sense out of why they happened in Glee.
But some of these other ones, we just, why?
Yeah, we just don't think that they should have happened.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, well, just to say, season one, we didn't really find anything wrong with it. Exactly.
Season one is our favorite season. If you go back and listen to our season's episode, we'll tell you why. But it is our favorite, so we didn't really, there was nothing in there that we didn't really like.
Yeah, so we just wanted to say that, even though we're not going by, like, you know, we're not saying it out loud which season we're on or whatever, because that takes so much time. But yeah, we just wanted to say that. Anyways, so moving on.
The first thing that happened that we wrote down that we, the first storyline that we were like, shouldn't have happened, was Quinn cheating on Sam. We didn't like this because we actually really liked Sam and Quinn together.
Yeah, for sure. I just also don't like how they resort to cheating a lot. And this was one of the first times, I guess, we really saw, like, cheating happen. I mean, I'm sure there probably was cheating
She cheated on Finn with Puck.
Yeah, but I know. But I mean, like, a little more visible, and you knew both people well. Yeah. I mean, you didn't know Sam that much, but you kind of understood him a little bit. And he was so sweet and kind.
Yeah, he was.
And he treated her so nicely, even though she already had a baby and, you know, was hesitant to date and stuff like that. And he was so sweet. Gave her, like, that ring and everything.
Well, I understand why the writers had them end, because they had her get back with Finn, and that was a whole thing. And I understand all that.
This is crazy.
Though. But the way that they ended the two of them, I don't know.
Feel like she, you know, after everything that she had been through, like, she shouldn't have done that. And poor Sam.
Yeah. You think she would have learned her lesson the first time.
Yeah, because the last time she cheated, she got pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just wanted a little better for both of their characters.
Also, in season two, we didn't write this down ahead of time, but just talking about cheating, Rachel, I know you don't like this either because we talk about it, Rachel cheating on Finn. Again, I know why they had them break up, though, but
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they just always resort to cheating.
They do.
And
resort
it's like
to cheating
you could have came up with something else, but
yeah, a lot of the cheating relationships we just don't like. I mean, we get why they end, but
yeah.
Why cheating?
Right,
why Glee?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, next we have another Quinn one.
Quinn has a lot in the beginning.
Yeah, she does. That would
unfortunately.
Really like. Her accident.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, you hardly ever even see them driving in Glee. We were just talking about this the other day. We're like, they hardly are ever driving in Glee. And, like, the one time you see someone driving, she gets in this horrible accident.
That's how you know something's going to happen. I knew when they showed her driving, I knew something was going to happen.
Yeah.
I guess the reason why the writers did that was because it made Finn and Rachel
not postpone their wedding.
But still, they could have done that another way. I just, this whole storyline, and going along with this, we also didn't like her whole, the whole Quinn and Joe thing.
It was just because it didn't go anywhere. And like, okay, so a lot of these, we realized that some of the storylines, they don't really finish, or they weren't really
developed.
Yeah, developed. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I know, right? Yeah, I just feel like if they would have put some more thought and more time into these storylines, they would have been better, but I just feel like if you're not going to elaborate on them and develop them properly, they just aren't, they shouldn't be there.
Right, yeah.
Because you get, like, hope for something. Like, it's like, honestly, in the beginning, I kind of thought maybe the relationship with Joe, her or Quinn with Joe would have been pretty good. Like,
yeah.
He seemed like a very respectful guy and really wanted to, like, help her out and all this stuff, but it seems as if she only really
liked
kind
him.
Of realized that she liked him because of him helping her.
Yeah. So, basically, yeah, and we have a lot of these kind of storylines in here is where if they would have developed them more, we would have liked it. But since they didn't, we did not like it, and it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, because also some of them just get your hopes up for something or...
And then it goes nowhere.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So, yeah, Quinn's accident, the whole Quinn and Joe thing, it just was kind of, it didn't need to happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't really like it. We also did not really like Sue being pregnant.
Yeah. Now, some people probably think that this is a good storyline. This is something we don't think is, just because, for one, we don't even ever get to, like, see her baby. So, it's kind of just like, okay, we find out she's, I guess, pregnant and then has this baby and it's, like, non-existent.
Yeah, so that kind of goes along with the Quinn and Joe thing. Like the Quinn and Joe thing never, they didn't expand on it.
Yeah.
And then the Sue pregnant, she had a baby, and then we see it once and then never again.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think it should have happened. Also, we talked about how it was kind of cringy in our cringe episode. And I feel like sometimes when something's almost too cringy, like, why? Like, don't put it in there. Just because, yeah, she is an older woman, but she was saying how, like, she froze her eggs or whatever it was that she did.
Just a lot of it just did not make sense, though.
Yeah, it didn't really make sense. And then she had a celebrity get her pregnant and all this. I don't know. It was just kind of, I mean, I guess it was her character, but it still was almost too outlandish. That's what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
That's word, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then moving on, I know we said we weren't going to say seasons, but, like, I just want to point out that season 4 had so many storylines that they could have expanded on, and they didn't.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of it was because they brought in a lot of new characters, and I guess they were trying to develop them a little bit, but they just threw a bunch of crap on the wall and nothing stuck.
Yeah, and poor Ryder, I think, is the main one that we see this with.
Yeah.
He had, like, 3 storylines going with him, and then none of them, like, really ended or expanded. They just kind of stopped.
Yeah, we can talk about the, like, 3 or so that we found in season 4 for Ryder. Yeah. So, for one of them, Ryder and his whole catfishing story. Like, they built this up, honestly, pretty well. Like, it was very mysterious. Yeah. We didn't know what was going on, and then it just kind of died.
Yeah, like, I was very intrigued. I liked the storyline in the beginning.
Yeah.
They were building it up. I was intrigued. Who is this girl? Blah, blah, blah. And then we find out that it was Unique, which, like, whoa, twist. And then Ryder gets so pissed at her, and then
it just kind of
dies.
They should have. Honestly, the relationship between Ryder and Unique, I kind of thought was going to be strained, but then it seemed like there was no problem after, like, an episode. Like, they kind of just were doing their thing. Like, no tension, nothing.
Yeah. So I thought that at first it was going to be strained a little bit, but then the writers explore the relationship, and then it grows, and they become closer. But it was just like nothing ever happened.
I know, and I kind of... we said that in the beginning it seems like a good storyline. But if you're not gonna, like, give it what it should have, like, the oomph, the meat, you know?
Yeah.
Finish it off, whatever you want to say, like, then why have it?
Yeah, exactly.
I just...
So,
we didn't... I got so hype over that.
Yeah, so...
just trying to figure it out.
So, that one, another Ryder one. This one makes me angry, actually.
Yeah, this one makes me angry, too.
His sexual harassment story.
Yeah.
Which, like, this would have been a really great story to spread awareness, to, like, all these things, and to really explore his character, and also to, like, bond the guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And build their relationship with each other and show how they support each other. But the guys were so...
They just said, oh, that's, like, a fantasy for me. Like...
They're like, why is that a big deal? That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, okay, like, I see why they might have maybe said that, but then...
But then, like, have them come around and see why that's not the right way of thinking, because that was a traumatic experience for him that affected him, even to when he announced it to them. And I feel like, okay, I like that Kitty kind of, you know, it helped Kitty break down a little bit of her mean demeanor or whatever. She kind of had their softer side come out because she was able to relate and everything, which was good. But then it kind of got blown off a little bit, and then it was never talked about again.
Yeah, exactly. I just really wish that the guys would have, like, came around and supported him and showed their love.
Yeah, I wish that it was executed better, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Because it would have been a great... I mean, I feel like it was a good thing to bring up, because a lot of guys... You always hear about girls getting sexually harassed and all that. But when a guy says that they had something happen to them, it's usually brushed off. And it was kind of brushed off in the show.
Yeah,
and
so
that's what I didn't like.
Yeah. So they... I don't think that they did it right.
Justice.
No. Yeah, they didn't. They didn't do it right. So that one. And then another Ryder one that they didn't expand on was his whole dyslexia.
Dyslexia.
Oh.
Dyslexia.
Oh, my gosh.
Dyslexia. Really? It's okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because it was almost like this big thing in the beginning, like him struggling to, like, find his place and understand why he was the way he was, or feeling not so smart and good enough for things. And then it was kind of just talked about for, like, one episode, and then it was...
Yeah, never. Literally one
episode. And then he's, like, typing to this girl, you know, right, the catfishing thing. He's just typing away with no problems at all.
Yeah,
I'm just, know. Like, mainly whole Ryder's things, the whole things with Ryder, whatever, is they just were not expanded and developed the way that they should have been. And like we said, we feel like if you're not going to do it right, don't do it.
Exactly. So, that was another Ryder one. And then we also have some Marley ones, too. Or one.
Yeah, I guess we have one Marley one.
Yeah. So, the Marley one that they didn't really expand on was her eating disorder.
Yes. Which, honestly, bring light to the situation. A lot of girls, like young girls, can deal with body image, self-esteem issues, and some develop eating disorders. And it's good to bring light to those topics because they're important.
Right.
And... You know, we can see how, like, a girl can overcome it, but she really didn't even have the opportunity to overcome the eating disorder. We didn't see that in the show. And, Kitty just got away with what she did to her. And, I don't know, it was kind of lightly dealt with. And I feel like it's not something that you lightly deal with.
And also, nobody really, really knew about it other than... Ryder walks in on... her.
Which, why was he in the girl's bathroom? Right. I don't know.
Yeah. But, like, trying to throw up, and then this is what he says to her. I don't want to kiss a girl who has throw
puke
up.
Puke on her breath.
Puke on her breath. Like, really? That's what you're gonna say?
Yeah.
And then Kitty knows about it because she's the one who basically made her like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty gets away with it. Marley faints at sectionals. Nobody ever really wonders why? Or, like, tries to help her?
Yeah.
You, like, don't see her try to overcome it. She just has it, and then it kind of goes away.
Yeah, and then it's never talked about again. That's it.
So, if you're not going to do it right, don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in a way, maybe it's good to bring those topics into it. Like, either way, I guess it lets us think about bigger topics like that. But I guess for the show, it's like, we just really wanted them to do them justice.
Yeah, exactly.
We really wanted them developed, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so we weren't really a fan of that one.
Another one that we think was... It was almost kind of insensitive a little bit, and it was scary, which we talked about this in the season's episode, was the school shooting. We kind of feel like that they shouldn't really have thrown that into Glee because... I mean, like, I know they're out of school, so, like, it makes sense for them to have, like, a school shooting episode, but
it was really scary.
It was scary, and also I feel like just the way it all went down, like, I kind of feel like it wasn't even, like, a legit school shooting. It was, like, I mean, I don't know what Becky was trying to do, but she's the one that brought in the gun, and then we end up finding that it went off on accident, and, like, yeah, I guess that could happen, but I don't see how that's really as...
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems of a weird way of going about something. And I think that, you know, that was when Sandy Hook, right, just happened.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it may have been a little...
I really feel in season four, they tried to bring a lot of big topics.
Heavy topics.
Heavy topics and, like, sexual harassment, eating disorders, and the shooting.
Yeah.
But, I don't really know why they could have done without that, for sure.
Yeah. And also because, yeah, we said this before, like, Glee is a show that's supposed to be, like, comic relief and a chill episode. And I remember when we were watching it, we were, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
Seeing them so scared. Like, yeah. It made me terrified.
Yeah.
I knew that probably nothing was going to happen to them just because I don't think they would let that happen in this show. But, I don't know, it just makes you, your thoughts run a little crazy.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, so we also do not like how Finn joined...
There's a lot of Finn stuff, too, a little bit.
We don't really like how they always make Finn fail.
Yeah, we've said that before, too. Yeah,
and we know, like, we do see Finn as a teacher, and we do think that he should have, like, that should have been his end thing.
Yeah.
But we don't really like how, like, he joined the military, and then he failed... By shooting himself in the foot? Like, that is
so... Or the leg, or whatever it was.
That is so stupid.
Yeah, I just think that... Why do they have to make him as dumb as
they did? Yeah, sometimes they make him really dumb, and it's like,
well, they also make him just, like, randomly do things that are just, like, what? And then he says things, too. Like, when he, you know, calls Sue's baby a retard. Like, he straight up said that. To the baby, or to her, you know. I'm sorry, I'm just quoting. I'm not trying to say that word because I know it's not good.
Right.
But, yeah, like, he says that, and, like, he says Kurt's stuff. What does he say? He says something about his decor when he moved in with him, and...
They just really make him...
He just very insensitive. Yeah, insensitive.
Insensitive.
And, like, kind of dumb, like...
Yeah.
And I just hate that. And, like, and then they make him fail. And I think that's just a common thing throughout the show that they've done. And I'm like, he's just not the brightest sometimes.
Yeah. So, we just, I don't know. We don't really like that. And I think what I don't like most about this kind of Finn storyline thing. So he shoots himself in the leg. He's not in the military anymore. And then he goes backpacking for 4 months and ghosts Rachel. That's the part we don't like, that he ghosted her.
Yeah, because it was really confusing to us as viewers. We were like, okay, so where is he?
But
and also for her.
And like why? Why are you ghosting her? Okay, I get it. You want her to go to New York. Okay, well, she's in New York right now.
I think he also said that he was scared to, like, tell her that he failed.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, if you're, you know, in a relationship or you care about somebody, you should talk about those things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we just didn't like how...
Like, he could have easily just went his separate ways. You know, they could have went their separate ways when, you know, she went to New York and say he went to...
College.
Yeah, whatever. And then they just broke up because of long distance or something. And then got reunited later. Something. I don't know. I don't like how they made him fail.
The whole Finn-Rachel relationship in season four was extremely confusing.
And annoying as heck.
Yeah, so annoying. and then we got a little glimpse of hope at Emma's and Will's wedding that didn't really happen. But speaking of that... I guess we should backtrack a little bit before we say that. We did not like how Finn kisses Emma. Why?
And why? Yeah.
The writers are trying to create drama. I get it, but just no. That was not the right...
Not the right move, fam.
No.
As the kids say.
Right. Yeah, because That made absolutely no sense. It's not like they had any sort of chemistry going on.
Yeah, it was like his, that was his way of calming her down when she was having an anxious, just so nervous, random OCD breakdown.
Again, another thing, or way that they made Finn stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't, I mean, just let Emma and Will get married.
I know, it's just
like, ugh. And then we also wrote that we didn't like that Emma has a nervous breakdown and runs out on her wedding. Why?
I just get them to be married. Why? What's the harm in them just getting married?
Yeah, this is what we've been waiting to see. We just want to see them get married. Like,
yeah, I don't know. They just made it, they did a lot of stuff to prevent them from getting married, and I'm kind of like, cool. Why?
Yeah.
Just have them get married. Like, let them, you know, they can have complications while they're married. Not trying to get married. I don't know. It was just...
Yeah. Ugh. We didn't like it.
Yeah.
We also didn't like, and then this came because of Finn kissing Emma, but we didn't like the Will and Finn fight storyline because
they're supposed to be, like, good buddies.
Yeah, I mean, Finn was going to be the best man in the wedding.
I know.
And
it just turned to chaos.
And then also this was never resolved, and I know it wasn't the writer's fault on that. I'm sure they would have had them resolve.
They were better, of course. Like, I don't think they were, like, hating each other and actively fighting like they were when he passed, but it just sucks because it's like, really, you had to screw with their relationship.
And also, like, you can make up and everything, but your relationship's never going to be the same.
Yeah, so
even if they did, like, make up and have a heart-to-heart, like, their relationship was, it was not the same.
Yeah.
And it would have never been the same
if he was still alive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we, didn't like that storyline.
Yeah.
We have a lot in season 4, you guys, that we didn't like.
Yeah, we have another one. So, let's talk about Blaine cheating on Kurt. Okay, so, there was that moment where Kurt was kind of, like, talking to that other guy, like, texting him from the CD or whatever shop thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was, like, a little bit of cheating. I wouldn't say that's full-on cheating in a way, because it wasn't like they were doing a whole lot, but yeah, he still was, like, talking to Emma more than he should have. But then it's like, so Blaine makes a big deal out of that, and then later on we just see Blaine just full-out cheat. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, having sexual relations, as they say, makes any cheating worse or whatever. I think any kind of, like, connection kind of is cheating on a similar level, but he just, like, goes for it, and I'm just like, really, you have this whole big old thing saying, going off on Kurt, you know, and literally in front of everybody in the quiet room.
Yeah.
And then he does that, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Again, this is like, okay, yes, they needed to break up for the show and blah blah blah, okay,
but why?
But they could have easily made that happen without bringing cheating into it. Blaine, I mean, they were already having troubles because it's long distance. That's a perfect reason to have a couple break up.
Yeah, he was just saying, I was lonely. Like, okay, that don't mean you go sleep with some dude.
Yeah, so I really liked Blaine in the earlier seasons. I feel like
season four and on. Oh man, he was so, like, yes.
Yeah.
But then
season four on, I don't like Blaine. This kind of goes on to season 5. We're going to talk about
it. Yeah, I feel like season 4 and season 5 Blaine were just obnoxious.
Well, and then because of that, we didn't like Clayne. Like, we liked Clayne in the first couple seasons because they're going strong. And I know not every relationship is going to be perfect all the time, but, like,
season 2 and season 3 Clayne and whatever they had going on and stuff was, like, I liked their dynamic.
Yeah. In season 5, we just didn't like how they were constantly fighting. It just seemed like they were never good.
Yeah, you know? It was like, honestly, Kurt was, you know, working on himself and trying to, you know, better himself and feel good. You know, he said that he was finally, like, fit and felt comfortable with his body and, you know, in school doing well and all that, whatever. You know, he was working on himself and feeling good. And then we have Blaine over here just freaking eating Cheetos and, like, feeling like crap and then blaming Kurt for
and
it.
And then crying. And
being a baby. Such a dramatic Cheeto-eating child.
He literally turns into such a baby. But, yeah, just... so... yeah, so we don't really like... Where are we going with this? What storyline do we not like?
Oh, we were just saying about the Blaine and Kurt relationship.
Yeah, yeah, their relationship we don't really care for in season five. That whole storyline. And then I don't really like... I honestly, personally, didn't like the storyline about Kurt. That woman really liking Blaine.
Blaine.
And then not liking Kurt.
I don't remember what her name was or what she was doing.
I just thought that
show.
Was kind of stupid.
I just remember it was that... older woman.
Yeah.
And she didn't like, they sang the song, whatever, and she only liked Blaine. And that caused, like, Blaine to lie to Kurt and, you know, saying, oh, she likes both of us. And really, she only wanted Blaine. And I'm just like, well, why did she only want Blaine, anyways? I don't know. I mean, it all worked out later, but, like, dang.
Yeah. So, anyways, moving on. Another storyline that we didn't like was Nurse Penny and Sam. Like, random, stupid.
And also, like, that... No. That should not... Mm-mm.
No.
Like, that's... I mean, I guess she wasn't exactly, like, an employee, necessarily. But that type of relationship just doesn't seem right.
Well, and also, anyways. I just don't like how they had Sam moving... Like, Sam literally always had a girlfriend. It's just, like, just let him be single.
He was moving on from one girl to the next, for sure. Like, he kissed literally, like, every main girl of Glee. Literally,
like,
everyone.
You don't need to have him be in a relationship constantly. Like, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't like that.
And
also,
like,
they didn't explore that. That one they didn't explore either.
Yeah, I don't even remember how that ended, honestly.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't think that they really... had a breakup?
Yeah, I don't remember, honestly. I feel like I tried to block that out because I didn't like it.
I didn't really want them to explore it too much because I didn't like it. But, like, it didn't need to happen. Definitely not.
Yeah, it was kind of unnecessary. Like, why? Like, he could have been with a student. Like, why did he have to be with this nurse lady person? And I didn't really like her.
No.
I don't know why. I don't know something about her. I guess just knowing that I didn't know her. Like, she had no relevance to the show.
She was so random.
She was random.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Didn't like that.
Another one that we didn't like, this is cheating again, but we really don't like this one. Jake cheating, because we saw so much character development from him. Like, he comes in, he's this, like, you know, he's just like Puck, like... He's just sleeps around. Yeah. And then we saw so much character development with him being with Marley. And
I know. He turned into a soft, like, super kind guy that was so likable. And for him to be with a girl like Marley and, you know, commit to her, like, I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Yes. But then to see him go and...
cheat with Bree, who's such a...
bad
words.
Yeah. That was disappointing. Also, because they didn't ever get back together. It, like, we didn't see it.
They just, like, started not talking and like, nope, this ain't happening
anymore. I know,
anymore.
Like, Jake didn't come back in season six and whatever. But, so, we didn't get to see his character come back around.
Yeah, it was just, like, he was bad, then he was great, and then he was poopy.
Bad. And that's how they just left him.
And that's how they left him.
They left him as a bad guy.
They left him as a little turd on the ground. I don't know why I said that, but it came out.
Yeah.
But, like, why? And with Bree, come on, man.
Bree.
I didn't like that girl. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
She was such a little turd.
And so, all right. So, basically, I think this is number one. Worst storyline of Glee.
Yes, that we're about to say,
This one makes me angry as well.
I think this one makes me the most angry, yes.
Yeah. Rachel's screw-up.
Rachel screw-ups in terms of her deciding to audition for this stupid freaking show.
So
and
stupid.
Drop out of Broadway. Like, What?
Literally your dream.
Dream.
What? In the pilot episode, like, that is her character. She
yeah,
wants
it's like the whole all, show.
See, all five freaking seasons.
She is aiming towards her goal of becoming a Broadway star. And then it just gets thrown out the window in no time.
Well, and then also, she even dropped out of NIADA.
Yeah, she... Yeah. She worked so hard to get in. She worked so hard to get on Broadway. Both things, she worked her butt off and did whatever she could to get into both of them. And then just like,
literally bye. Like begging Carmen to like come, yes. like for so many second chances and third chances and everything. Finally gets in, and then she's just like, yeah no.
Stupidest storyline. Sorry, Glee. Stupid. Absolutely absurd.
And then the show didn't even work out.
The show is literally crap on crap.
Yeah.
I don't even know the words that are coming out of my mouth right now because it's just, like, so stupid.
Yeah. And, okay, so season six, they wanted to have everybody come back because it was the last season, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But, like, the way that they made these people come back, I didn't like it.
I know.
Okay. Having her fail... And
her having to be this, like, Glee club teacher person.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, and then having Kurt come back because he's on his internship. And then going on with that, we have Blaine dropping out.
Yeah, we did not. Of NIADA. We did not like
because
that
of the breakup. Because it was just so hard and he couldn't pursue his life because of a breakup. Okay, I know breakups are hard. Like, trust me, I know. But... Dang, like, he failed out because yeah. of it, and I'm just like, dang.
I feel like if they wanted everybody to come back, I feel like they could have fast-forwarded.
They should have.
A little bit until after they graduated or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like, something.
Or, like, Rachel's on break, like, her show ended, and now she's, like, has more time on her hands, and then she comes back and wants to give back or whatever.
Yeah, like, have her come back, give back to the community, give back to the, you know, the place she grew up, whatever you want to say, and then, like, have the other guys, like,
yeah.
back from graduation or whatever it may be. I don't know. Yeah, I think skipping ahead would have been good, but they didn't do that. They just had them all come back for random reasons right. that they just threw together. They had Rachel fail miserably. They had an internship for Kurt. How does, like, what about his other classes? Like, an internship is usually affiliated with one class. I don't know how that even worked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they also did that in season four with Finn. They had him, like, he was doing his internship with the Glee.
Yeah, and I'm like, you don't do your internship freshman year of college.
Well, yeah, I know. But then also, like, Kurt, you don't do your internship, like 10 hours or how many hours away.
You do it local most yeah. of the time. Yeah, it's just, obviously a lot of things don't make sense, but, you know, it is what it is. And right. then just having Blaine drop out because he was so sad and depressed.
Oh, another storyline that I know we talked about, but we didn't write it down, was Dalton Academy burning to the ground.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that, actually. We just didn't write it down. Yeah, I kind of feel like, okay, we get it. I think the show, obviously, they needed people to join the Glee Club because they didn't have that many. And I think because there was such limited time in season six that they didn't have time to, like, get a whole bunch of new characters. You know, because they brought Dalton Academy in with the McKinley High School, whatever, Glee Club. Like, they didn't really have to elaborate on those characters because we knew where they came from.
Right.
But if they just had a bunch of random people, then they kind of would probably feel obligated to, like, expand on them a little bit. And they couldn't do that because they didn't have the time.
Right.
So, I get why they did it, but also it's kind of, like, random. Okay, yeah, we're going to have the whole entire school burned down.
Well, then, and also it's, like, they're your rivals.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We've known them to be the rival school. And it's like every year they go up for competition against them, and now they just have banded together. And, like,
and
they're very different styles.
And they're very different styles.
Like, they're, like, more a cappella.
And, like, them arguing in the beginning about... And then the jackets, or the blazers.
Yes.
And it was just... I thought it was kind of stupid, but...
Yeah, I kind of just think that they should have just had... I don't know. I don't know what they could have done in a way, because I get it, but I didn't really like it at all.
Have random people. I mean, they had random backup dancers in the rest of the league.
Like, who are they? There's a random girl. Like, when they had the treble tones.
Yeah.
You're just like, wait.
Yeah.
Who is that? Is that girl in the back there?
Right. Yeah. So, and then also, I guess this kind of goes along with it, Myron. We didn't like the whole Myron storyline.
It's like this random child is here in the glee club that's affiliated with the high school.
And he was just so weird.
He was very entitled.
Yeah. So.
And I just did not like him. He's kind of obnoxious.
So obnoxious. So that storyline we didn't like. Okay. Also, so Kurt and Blaine, right? They break up. We already talked about that. But they break up two times. Yeah. And the second time they start dating other people, which is like, okay, cool. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like that's what people do when they aren't with anybody else. They see someone else, but.
We did not. Why did they have to have Kurt with an old man?
Okay, we know he likes old people, but like,
come on. Oh, yeah.
I just feel like it took an interesting turn for the show, and it just, I don't know, something didn't feel right about it.
Oh, sorry.
Something just fell on me. Sorry, people of the world. Yeah, I don't know, something about it just didn't sit right with me. And not that I think, you know, obviously I know people date older people and younger people, whatever. Like, I know a lot of people are like, love has no age. But something about it in the show almost felt kind of,
It didn't really feel right.
Yeah, it didn't feel right. I feel like with his character, he was just not the type of person that would have actually dated an older person. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, so that one they could have done without.
Yeah, I think that it just shouldn't have happened. Like, just have him be single. He doesn't need to date anybody.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, we didn't really like the fact that Sam and Rachel
were this weird thing.
Because it didn't go anywhere.
It was so brief.
So brief. And also, like, why do you have to have Sam with, like, everyone?
Literally kissing everybody. And, like, he was, like, hypnotized throughout parts of it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was
Sue.
Also
that
stupid.
That was also dumb. But, like, yeah, they wanted him to do, or she wanted Sam to do random things. And he hypnotized her, which I kind of think another storyline a little bit is making him stupider than what he was in the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's just a progression thing. But, yeah, so half of it was, like, true that he was, like, liking her, but then it ended up he kind of did like her. I was just like, I'm just confused.
And then it didn't really have an ending or nothing came of it.
It was just weird.
Well, also, like, we just don't really like how they always have Sam with these ladies, and some of them we actually like, and like,
then they just break up.
Yeah, they just break up. So
yep, it's just nothing.
And it's like, if you weren't gonna have, if the writers knew, and I don't know if they did know this at the time, if they knew all of season six that like Rachel was gonna end up with Jesse, why even have that spark thing with Sam?
Yeah, because we honestly didn't even see any really like much of a relationship development thing with Jesse until like near the end when he came back into the auditorium.
Right.
And then we just see them at the show together knowing that they're married. And I'm like, wait.
Yeah. Like that was all.
Like, why? You could have spent that time just having Jesse come back and like build that relationship again with her versus with Sam. Like, why?
Yeah.
Sam?
I would like to know. I think they just wanted Rachel to end up with somebody, and they're
maybe
like,
maybe they didn't know yet or something.
Yeah, and they were just like, Sam.
Yeah.
Why not? He's the only, I don't know.
Maybe Jonathan Groff was too busy with, like, Frozen or something.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Yeah,
they
so.
They didn't know if they were going to get him back.
Yeah. Another,
yeah, I don't know.
But another one that we didn't really like, another storyline that we don't think really should have happened was the Beast Sheldon storyline. Just because it didn't make sense with her character and
his,
all
her, whatever we want to say. We don't want to be disrespectful, obviously. Like, that's not our intention here. But we think just for the character of Coach Beast, like, all throughout the seasons when she came in, what, season two?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was multiple times where she was like, I feel like a girl. I'm just a girl. I just am more masculine, whatever. And it, I mean, they had Unique come, and she was transgender and all that stuff. But I just feel like the character development of that was just very sudden and almost forced. Like, I feel like Glee, I guess, felt like they needed to add more of that to the show, I guess.
Which that kind of, well, I guess Unique kind of already represented the transgender character.
Yeah, so maybe they wanted to, like, show the progression and the process.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just feel like for Beast character specifically, it just didn't, I didn't really like it for
her character.
Yeah.
Because of basically everything that she was saying in all the previous seasons.
Yeah, it just feels like it just changed so suddenly, and I'm like, wait, what? Now I felt kind of confused, and I just, the whole time was like, this doesn't make sense to me.
If they wanted to have that happen, I think that they should have had more of
hints and clues.
More hints and clues and more development leading towards that.
Yeah, because it felt thrown. And
sudden.
Yeah, and I like seeing, I think it would have been cool for the show to, have had those, hints and clues throughout the show and then be, seeing how it progressed into what it did.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it didn't make sense, and I think that they could have done it better.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's the only reason why I say that it shouldn't.
All right, so those are all the storylines that we think should not have happened, and now we're going to say some storylines that other people think should not have happened, but we actually...
We've either, made sense of it, or
we did like it, or...
We did like, yeah.
Right, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so first one, a lot of people do not like the fact that Tina had a crush on Blaine.
Yeah, and I know the whole, vapor rape scene. Vapor rape, that's what...
Okay, that part was weird.
It's weird, because, obviously that was not consensual, so, don't do that, but, and she was, straddling him while he was unconscious. There's a lot of things wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't...
But the fact that she had a crush on him, I actually like that storyline. One,
being able to reciprocate the love.
Yeah, I bet some people could relate to that. Yeah. Liking somebody who's not going to like you back.
Because they don't like your gender identity or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and also, the reason why I liked it is because you got to they explored the relationship between Tina and Blaine. You didn't really, there really wasn't a relationship between the two of them before.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of like Tina's character to end up just falling for a guy who is gay.
Right. Yeah.
And it made sense, honestly, to me. I don't know.
Yeah, so.
But I didn't really hate it, honestly.
Yeah. And then another one that a lot of people don't like, the Sue marrying herself, which, it's really weird, but that is Sue.
That's her character. She's like, I'm independent. I do what I want. This is me. I'm going to freaking marry myself.
Yeah.
Now... Yeah, it was cringy, it was weird.
But also kind of funny.
Yeah, it was kind of just oh my gosh. We don't think it was one that should just have never happened. We think the baby was a little bit different. That was almost a little too much.
Yeah.
But marry yourself, yeah.
That's kind of funny, because that's... But anyways, also Quinn's punk phase... A lot of people don't like this. I guess some people might think that was random, but she
felt like she hit her low, and she just says, I'm going to own my lowness, so yeah. I'm going to be the skank,
Finn had broken up with her, she was all pissed.
Yeah, she didn't have her baby.
She didn't get prom queen.
Yeah, everything in her life just hit, a low, so she just kind of embraced this, a low point in her life, but I kind of feel like it went a little overboard, I guess. I think that's maybe why. You know, it's like, okay, why'd she get a tattoo of Ryan Seacrest? I don't know. Why did she dye and cut her hair? I don't know. Just a change. Feel like she was like, I'm a rebel. I feel like a lot of people have bad things happen to them, and then they rebel and do crazy things. So, I understand it. I don't think that it was something that should have never happened, because I feel like for people, it kind of, stuff like that happens. Bad things happen, you feel like you hit a low, so you just do crazy things.
Right. And I think it would have been boring if she was, like, the same kind of character all the time.
Yeah, and, like, her trying to get her baby back by doing these crazy things. Like, literally, I think she just didn't care anymore. Yeah. She was like, oh, let me just do whatever it takes.
So that's another one. A lot of other people don't like the fact that she was trying to get her baby back, but we actually like that. Okay, yeah. People are like, oh, she changed her mind. She's so back and forth, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but I think seeing Shelby back made her question that she made the right decision. She was, like, 16 when she made that decision. I mean, when you're... You make mistakes, people, when you're 16. Like, you regret...
Shocker.
You regret things that you did, and you might have changed your mind. Whatever.
I know. And also, like, just seeing someone else with your baby, she probably, like, really started realizing, oh, crap, like, she has my child. Like, I'm actually her biological mother. Like, it makes you probably want your kid back
and
sometimes.
Then also, two other things of why I like this. So, like, in season one, she has the baby, and then Beth is, and then they're gone, right?
Yeah.
And, like, we kind of said that we don't like how sometimes things just end, and they're gone, and they don't expand on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it would have been weird if we would have never, just never seen or heard of Beth and Shelby again.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So they brought him back, which I thought was fine.
Yeah,
was,
like, I think that's good. Like,
yeah.
I think that's a very good,
and then
good
also,
thing for a show to do is bring back big things that happen
right.
in previous seasons.
And then also, I really like the storyline because we got to see a side of Puck that we've never seen before.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he was very kind and...
Heartfelt. You know, just a lot
and,
of
and
good
caring.
Things.
He cared
yeah,
for
yeah.
Beth. He cared for Quinn. But he was conflicted because he didn't think that it was the right thing to do to get Shelby in trouble. But he did care for Beth, and he wanted Beth, but...
I know.
So.
I think it was just, like, good to see a softer side of
yeah.
Puck that we hadn't seen before. And
good.
It wouldn't have happened if...
Right.
A lot of these crazy things
right.
didn't occur.
So, good character development with Puck.
Okay.
Oh, Puck and Shelby. A lot of people don't like that.
Yeah, and, okay. So, I don't particularly love, I guess, the idea of him... getting with Shelby or like trying to get with her, whatever, you know, I don't know how much that developed. I can't even remember. I remember them like, you know, hanging out and stuff and like kiss or whatever. But I kind of understand it. Like, he feels this connection with her because it's literally, she's mothering his kid.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you're the like now mother to my child. I'm the father. Like, I feel this connection to you. And Puck just, you know, he likes
women.
Older women, something.
Yeah,
even.
He does. Yeah, that's his character.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, they were spending a lot of time together.
Yeah,
and
they were sharing some intimate things, and, like, she was seeing a side of Puck that she never seen.
And he was caring for her, too, because she was, like, struggling with being a single mom, and he was there for her, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and they also both agreed that Quinn was going crazy.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
like,
it was just having moments. It was wrong, but for the show's sake... We didn't mind it.
Yeah.
You know,
I think, like, it added something. We like when the right amount of stuff is added.
Yes. Another Puck relationship that a lot of people don't like is Lauren and Puck, but we actually
really
like
it. We both
really
like it. I think it was good for viewers, too, seeing, like, the dynamic of that relationship, be confident in yourself, and, making a man wait for you, like, okay, like, she had him whip boy.
yeah, she did, and, like, breaking the stereotypes, and then also it was nice to see Puck be so persistent with a girl.
Yeah, like, he took time, and he didn't, like, force himself on her or anything, and I liked it. I don't really know why people really did not like
it. I think they were funny, and...
Yeah, I mean, now, I think... that it sucked that randomly they just stopped, and I don't really remember them breaking up.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like season 3 came, and then they weren't. She wasn't even there. So, I guess I didn't like it for that reason exactly, but...
But then she, like, randomly came back when...
Yeah.
In, like, season 4 or something, when Tina was trying to put on that prom where the girls asked the guys. I don't know. She was there. I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, but we don't like how it just randomly ended.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know. I mean... The relationship itself,
yeah,
I liked.
Also, a lot of people We did talk about this on a cringe episode. Yes, this is cringy, but also I see why it happened, and I didn't really mind Rachel's crush on Will.
Yeah, yeah.
So many people don't
obviously
like this.
Okay, I guess it worries people that, you know, when a teacher and a student get involved and all that, yeah, obviously, not good. You don't do that. But, like, we think for the show, it's such, like, her character to just get so wrapped in, like,
yes,
this teacher. Because, I mean, he is younger, and he's not, like, an ugly dude. And they're sharing this intimate song together.
Yeah.
And, you know, he cares about show choir, and she cares about show choir. So, like, it makes sense that she, like, had this, like, weird crush thing.
But yeah, and I don't think it's not, they didn't actually do anything, so, no. You know, relax. Like, yeah. She just, like, liked him. And it was her character. She was very persistent, and she went to extreme measures. And it was kind of funny, that scene where he's, like, trying to sing that song to her, and she's just, like,
she's like, wow, his eyes.
Yeah, she's just not getting the point. It was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Okay. When they're singing the Sar song, and she's, like, commentating?
Yeah.
About his eyes. But then, yeah, the song where he's basically like, I'm your teacher. Like, I don't want you. I don't like you like that. You shouldn't want me either kind of thing. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And lots of people have crushes on their teachers, so it's not that weird, you guys. Okay.
It's not that weird. Oops, sorry, peoples.
Well, it is weird, it's weird, but it's not uncommon.
Yeah, it's not uncommon to see a young teacher, like, I mean, they're a person, you know? Yeah. I mean, obviously, the role differences, like, of course, like, don't do that, but it's not like, oh, they're a person, okay? Like, they're attractive, okay? If they're a good person, okay, that's also can be attractive. Like, you know, there's different things that can be attractive.
It was just a crush,
didn't go anywhere. Like, calm down, people.
Yeah. Okay, so also, so this one's kind of tricky, I guess, because...
Yeah, we've gone back and forth a lot about this.
Are we talking about the same one?
I hope so. Oh, we is not talking about the same
one. We are not. We went back and forth about a lot of them.
Okay, both of the... We have two more that we are going to discuss, and we feel back and forth, honestly, about both of them, so that's why I said that. Anyways, yeah, we can talk about the one you were going to talk about.
So, okay... A lot of people do not like the Britney secretly being a genius.
A genius.
Yeah, we agree. It was kind of stupid and random, and why?
Yeah, I guess it was just the only reason is because we knew they had to do something with her because she got pregnant in real life. So she had to not be a part of the show for a while. But
so we know why the writers did it, but...
I guess...
It was kind of stupid. It was kind of stupid, but also kind of, like, ironic, so funny in a slight way. Yeah,
so it was hilarious to me that the fact that she randomly doodled something and it became the Britney Code.
Right, yeah.
like she actually was secretly smart. Like, that's kind of a funny storyline to have someone so, like, dumb, I guess, for lack of a better word.
It was ironic.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a stupid funny, but... Again,
and that's basically how Glee is anyway. It's kind of a stupid funny, and she's kind of a stupid funny.
Right, yeah. So, we understand why they did it. All right, and then this last one, like Lola said, we've gone back and forth on this one.
Yeah, I think this is the one that I'm most gone back and forth on what I feel about this. I don't really know how I feel about this.
So, in season 6, Blaine and Kurt break up. We talked about how Kurt dates this old guy. Blaine starts dating Krofsky.
Yes.
And
here's reasons
why we liked it. One, you got to see Krofsky
out of the closet, he
embracing his gayness.
Embrace the gayness.
Yes.
Yes. He did.
Dating guys.
And like he was actually had a nice demeanor. He was friendly. He was kind. Like, he wasn't the bad bully anymore. You know, we got to see that because of the relationship. And he was really good to Kurt. I mean, geez, Kurt.
Blaine.
He was good to Blaine. Even when they broke up, like, he was so respectful and, like, I liked seeing that side of him.
Yeah.
And the only reason we got to see that side of him was because of the relationship he had with Blaine.
Yeah. And again, we know why when, you know, when Glee couples break up, they start dating other people, and that's fine, because then they realize just how much they really do love the one that's meant to be. But, yeah, but then the reason why we don't really like this one, oh, well, actually, it was very interesting and very shocking, so I liked that.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely, like, threw me for a loop. I was like, yeah. Holy crap, he's with Kurofsky? Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I never would have guessed that he would have been with Kurofsky, so, yeah. Honestly, shocker.
Right. But then the reason why we don't like it is because Blaine, like, obviously loves and cares for Kurt.
Even though they're broken up, he still, has feelings and he loves him.
So why would you go date the person that threatened to kill someone you care about?
Yeah, and forcefully advanced onto him. So it's kind of just like, although he's a good guy now, he still did things that were horrible to his ex-boyfriend that he truly did care about and still cares about and loves. Like, so it's kind of weird. Like, I can't imagine me dating someone who truly hurt my ex who I still, you know, care about.
Yeah.
Seems weird to say out like that. But still, like, if it's someone in your life that you care about and you know that this person really hurt them, and you go date them. It's just weird. It's weird. So,
and also, like, Blaine did still deep down want to be with Kurt, too.
Yeah.
So it's
just like, why are you dating this guy then?
So we go back and forth about this one. A lot of people actually hate this, but we don't know.
Like, I feel like if I had to put it somewhere, I kind of would put it in something that shouldn't have happened just because of the fact that he threatened to kill Kurt and all this stuff. And it's like, why would you date him? Because, I mean, even if he's changed and he's a good person, he's embraced his identity, he's embraced being a good person who's not a bully anymore.
Well,
but still,
also,
with the past that you shared with, you know, just now.
Yeah, we also did see him be a good guy in other scenes prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we run into him at the bar.
Yeah, we personally did. We saw him. We saw Kurofsky at the bar.
Yeah, at the bar. Embracing his gayness with other guys, and he seemed nice. And then when he goes to Breadsticks with Kurt, when he wants to date him, which... So anyways, we don't really know how we feel about this one. I guess more so shouldn't have happened, but whatever. So we'll end it at that note on one that we don't know.
Yeah, we'll leave you to decide, peoples of the world.
Yeah, so all of you four listeners out there, you can decide what you think. And
Help us out here. We don't know where to put it.
Yeah, so anyways, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's a little bit of a different one. We decided not to do a ranking.
Like, you know, shocking, right?
Yeah. So let us know what you guys think. Hope you guys enjoyed.
And join us for episode 7.
Yep, see you guys.
Bye.